Hi, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Catherine.
We're the co-founders of YoMassage, and you're listening to the YoMassage podcast.
This is the podcast where we talk about all the things that make you feel good.
The things that increase hormones to make us feel connected, happy, and loved, while decreasing hormones that contribute to stress and anxiety.
The things that will ultimately improve our quality of life by making us happier and healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally.
We can't wait for you to feel the difference this podcast makes in your life. Today we are going to be talking about anger and how it can potentially maybe be beneficial for us.
Just a reminder that our podcast is meant to be equal parts educational, entertaining, and inspirational, and it's not intended to be a substitution for professional mental health care.
Okay, so I came up with this topic recently because if anybody knows me that's listening, I'm like a very cordial, happy, like pleasant person to be around. And I think I actually like legitimately do not get angry that much. Like I think about where people are coming from and I fairly level-headed, but then it's like very few and far between. But there are times when it's like, oh no. And then I like lose my mind a little bit. So that happened recently. And I was talking to somebody about it and they were like, you know, anger is not a negative thing. Cause I was like, oh, I hate being angry. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to have this feeling. And they were like, you know, it's not a bad emotion. There's a reason you have it. It gives you information about the situation. It all really depends on how you use it and can manage it, I guess. And that's what I found when we started researching it. So I thought it would be interesting to do a podcast to learn a little bit more about why or how you can like effectively use anger and also, yeah, just like understand the benefits and negatives associated with it.
So I'm curious about what you found as far as benefits, because I did not find benefits
you
of
didn't?
Anger. I mean, I think there's benefits maybe to like releasing, managing your anger and like trying not to get angry. Or I guess like
no, that's
getting
not
out
all
your
that
anger.
I found.
But anger, like the emotion, puts your body into the fight or flight response and causes all the issues that we know that
right.
happen whenever your body is in fight or flight.
When you're in that like intense, off the charts, like angry mode, yes, mm-hmm. that's what happens. But that doesn't have to be how it is all the time if you're angry, right? So like mm-hmm. maybe it is off the bat and then you're able to ground yourself a little more and you're still angry, but you're not in fight or flight anymore. And mm-hmm. that's when it can be really beneficial. And the thing is that there was a study. And I read this, actually, this was in that book that has all the different ways people have, the Radical Remission book.
Is it called Radical Remission?
I think so.
I haven't read this book, but just an assumption, just a guess.
Yes. Yeah, the Radical Remission book. And it was like people who had held on to anger and stored anger, like that mm-hmm. was like eating away
right.
their body, you know, and their mental yeah. health and their physical health. And so, yeah, the study says repressing anger can actually hurt you. And that this doctor, Ernest Harburg, spent 10 years tracking the same adults in this longitudinal study of anger and found that men and women who hid the anger they felt in response to an unjust attack subsequently found themselves more likely to get bronchitis, heart attacks, die earlier than their peers. Mm-hmm. Compared to their peers who verbalized their anger, let other people know when they were upset yeah. and like dealt with it.
Yeah. So I think, I guess it's just different ways of thinking about, I guess it's different ways of expressing it. Whenever you're angry and you are having those emotions, like how do you know if you're in fight or flight or not? Or because yeah, obviously like expressing your emotions and getting out the anger and letting go of it is good, but yeah. that's not necessarily being angry, right?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I guess in my experience, I think back, okay, here's another example. When my dad passed away, I was 18 and I was angry. I was really, really mm-hmm. angry at like what was happening in my life at that time. And it just, everything felt unfair mm-hmm. and like, why me? And like all of that. And I was really, really angry. And I ended up buying a punching bag, mm-hmm. you know, put it up in the backyard, and I would just wail on that thing. I was angry, but I don't know that I was in fight or flight necessarily in that moment. I just felt like I had to get mm-hmm. this out of my body.
I think that it's really like comparable to stress or like any other emotion that's mm-hmm. bad for us. It's like, okay, stress, we've talked about how ways that stress can help you, like can help you in different situations and help make you more productive or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's also bad for us most of the time and like causes all of these issues. It's just about how we manage it and how we deal with it.
Exactly.
And I think that some people, like what I'm reading is that some people do, whenever I'm reading all this stuff, I'm finding that, okay, I don't think I'm necessarily like a person that gets angry mm-hmm. a lot, or like whenever something bad happens or like a stressful situation, like my response isn't anger. A lot of times it's anxiety. And so like I have to like figure out how to manage that. So I think that like whenever, if you are someone whose response to situations is anger, like how do you deal with that?
Right.
And how do you like manage that and use that for, or like what are things that you can do to like let that out?
Well, and anger is a secondary emotion. So like there are primary emotions and secondary emotions. Primary are like fear and hurt and, you know, sadness.
Yeah.
And those things for me sometimes trigger anger, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened this past whatever week or whatever. I was extremely hurt and it manifested as anger. And like when I was able to come out of fight or flight, I could process that and think through that and realize that's what mm-hmm. was happening. But in the moment it was like, no, I am so upset right now, you know? And I think, I don't know, it really is about like utilizing it for good, maybe, because that was the other thing. This person I was talking to had really good feedback because I was like, you know what? I just want to be angry. I'm just not going to at all. I'm just going to do whatever and let this happen. And it's like, well, no, anger can be useful because it's going to help you stand up for yourself. It's going to help you do what's right. And a lot of times people, like I was this way for a long time. I don't know that I necessarily am anymore, but like social justice issues too. Mm-hmm. Social justice movements are oftentimes like based in anger, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because you're so upset with a situation or some injustice or whatever. And so it gives you information on mm-hmm. if something is okay or not, and then how to respond in a productive way.
One of the things that I read was that it can make you obviously more brave or do, you know, stand up for things, like, you know, do things that you wouldn't necessarily do. Another thing it can also do, though, is make you have more risky behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
And be more impulsive. So if you find yourself like a more anger responding to these primary emotions, and like you feel like you're like that's your response a lot of times, do you also find yourself in risky or
because you're in the impulsive. Reptilian part of the mm-hmm. brain, you're just like, you're not being thoughtful, you're not in your frontal lobe, you're not processing things like rationally. And so one of the suggestions was to slow the situation down, mm-hmm. take some breaths, or even communicate. And I've done this a couple times where I'll say, I'm really angry right now, mm-hmm. I can't talk to you. I need to step away and like, we'll come back later, you know, because I know if in this moment we continue interacting, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think a lot of the tips for anger are the same as like the tips for stress reliefs, like some stress relief, working out, like mm-hmm. doing anything that would help you relieve stress, like yoga, of course, or mindfulness. But doing like getting like the energy out, like going for a run or a walk. If you don't do these things, just like if you don't manage stress, then that's whenever like the issues can
arise come. In your body.
Mm-hmm. Like the insomnia, depression, high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, skin issues, headache, digestion problems, anxiety, you know. So mm-hmm. you do really need to find a way even though it is like a normal emotional response, like you have to find a way to channel it somewhere.
Exactly.
That's not hurting yourself or others.
Exactly. Yeah. Indulge in a transformative experience that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Each yoga massage session begins with a 5-minute deep breathing ritual or a unique themed meditation that helps ground you in the present moment. You'll let your worries float away as you're guided through a series of restorative stretches, while a yoga massage therapist provides therapeutic massage and guided meditation. Throughout the session, you'll move into a place of tranquility and relaxation. Visit yomassage.com to learn more about how to find a class or how to become a yoga massage practitioner. But I want to go back because it's interesting. Maybe it's just how we research things and the terms we used. But I found a whole article on how anger can be productive. And so the first thing was it's designed to promote survival. So emotions are there for a reason, to keep us safe. Yeah. That's why we have the fight or flight responses, to keep us safe, right? And so it's primitive and is there for a reason. So, like I said, gives you information. And then the second thing is discharging anger is actually calming, which I think is similar to the crying podcast we did. Like crying, like discharging of anger, like however that is, verbally, writing it down, maybe crying as part of that. Physically, you go for a run, you're just so, or like punching the bag or whatever. Yeah. That actually calms your nervous system. Like there's a reason your body's doing that, because it can't handle all of the emotion and it needs to like discharge
release,
it.
Yeah.
And then this one I thought was really interesting. Anger provides a sense of control. So it helps us feel in charge rather than helpless. I actually totally relate to this, because that's what happened the other week, where I was like, I felt so helpless. Like I could not control the situation and it felt so unfair and unjust. Me being angry gave me like, I don't know, it made me feel a little more in control of the situation for whatever reason. And maybe that doesn't make sense, but that's how I felt. And so I think that that is the case for a lot of people. And then, let's see, motivates us to solve problems, which we kind of already talked about that. Makes us aware of injustice and exploitation, disrespect. It can drive us toward our goals. Have you had that? Like, or somebody's like, I don't know, does or says something like that you can't do something, then it's like, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh no, you just watch. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to make that happen, you know? Like it can drive you towards good things. What else? Protects our values and beliefs. It's a personal value indicator, which I think is really true, right? Like if somebody does something that makes you angry, it's like reinforcing, like, you know, that's my, that's a value that I hold like very dear and is important to me. And then, oh, you know what? This is going to sound funny. I was reading Green Lights, Matthew McConaughey's book, new book. And there's a quote. Shoot, I don't have my phone. I'm like all looking around the desk here. There was a quote that I put on my Instagram from that book. And it said something to the effect of like, if we avoid conflict, we also avoid the opportunity for unity. And so like, if you're not expressing your frustration or anger with something or somebody, you basically don't have the opportunity to make it right, to actually cultivate understanding with that person. You lose it. So that's important. What else? Have you had experience? Like, when I've seen you angry a couple times, like, what's your experience with feeling angry?
I don't know. It's hard to say whenever I don't have anything, like, I feel like emotions, if you're not like experiencing it right now, sometimes it's hard to like remember.
Recall. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how that feels. But
I'll give you an example of when you were angry.
About Comcast.
No, but that is the prime example.
Okay. What's the example that you're thinking about?
Yeah. You do. Catherine was like very, very angry with our internet provider.
I think I get mad at like other, I don't get mad at like people that I know. I get mad at like other situation. Like, usually it's like customer service people.
Because you can't control it.
Yeah.
You have zero control, and it's like.
But it, for me, it manifests as more of like anxiety or like stress.
Yeah.
If I'm in that on a call or something with Comcast or whoever, and it's like, I'm sorry, we don't have an account under this number. And it's like, yeah, I freaking have an account under this number. But it's like stressful. And so I think that like it made me realize, like, whenever I was thinking about that, like, okay, when are some situations where I've been angry, that it's like, maybe I just don't usually respond. Someone else could just get really angry in that situation. Someone else might, you know, get stressed or like whatever. And so I think we just all kind of like respond to situations with different emotions, depending on like your past experiences, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's interesting. The Comcast thing. So I dealt with them also during that same week of hell. Yeah. We had to deal with them. And I mean, it was beyond.
Wait, we're talking about.
Or no, it was Xfinity.
No, CenturyLink.
CenturyLink.
Sorry. Sorry for shaming Comcast / Xfinity. It was CenturyLink. But Xfinity sucks also. So I had a negative experience with them after that. So.
No, it was. It was. Wait, why am I blanking again on it?
CenturyLink.
CenturyLink. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wanted to literally throw the phone across the room. Like, I could not. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So frustrated. But part of that for me is like feeling like I'm not being heard, you know, where it's like, no, this is what's happening. Like, why can't you understand what I'm telling you? Like,
yeah.
Why is this so challenging? But I remember, no, this is one of our first trainings, and one of our participants said something very, very sexist. I thought I saw steam coming out of your ears.
Like, okay, I kind of remember that.
like it was not an okay thing to say. And you were like, I could feel it. Like, I could feel your energy. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, things like that. I get mad about stuff like that. I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gives you like a fight or flight response. And yeah, how do you deal with it?
I mean, it's really like, this is okay. I actually used to teach an anger management group in elementary school when I was doing my social work internship.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that come up about, like, how do you teach kids about anger and,
it's a lot of what we already talk about. It's taking deep breaths, right? Like, focusing on your body, focusing on your surroundings, counting to 10, like.
But I think it's also important to, because that, is that a form of repressing it? Just, like, taking deep breaths and, like,
I mean,
trying to get away from
it? I think it's just in that moment when you're really feeling out of control. Because I don't know about you, but like when I'm very, very angry, which is few and far between, but when I am, I feel out of control. Mm-hmm. Like I could do something impulsive or say something really awful that I would regret or, you know, and so it's just catching yourself, I think, at that moment, reining it in. Actually, when I was researching this, I saw something, it was like a scale of 1 to 100. And it's like, if you feel like you're at a 90, take a step back until you get to maybe like a 60.
Yeah.
And then do whatever you need to do to process the anger.
Yeah.
And then you can utilize it in a more productive way, I guess. And I think it's just time, you know? Like, maybe you just need to be really, really angry for, like, an hour or something. Yeah. And then your body can come down from that and get back into not fight or flight and start being regulated a little more.
I also think that can think of examples of like people, I guess, that like I'm thinking back to like two people from high school that I was like angry with for so long, like even until like a couple years ago. And like, how do you even every time you think of that person, like, you just get mad or like,
I know,
so that's not a good thing to hold on to.
No, you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Whether it's like writing a letter that you'd never send or yeah, I have that. Yeah, I have one person in my life that they were really bad, you know, and like it's very hard to forgive. Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't. I don't know the answer to that.
A lot of times, like, all of these emotions can kind of get like mixed up or like not knowing like what you're feeling or like why. And maybe some of these like exercises can help you through that, whatever, like whether you're feeling angry or like you don't know how you're feeling or you're just like feeling tense and stressed and angry and like all of the things, like what can we do? Because obviously we know that like repressing these things are just going to cause long term, like on your body, not just like on your mind. So,
well, and it's such a perfect example of the mind body connection, you know, because, well, like, for example, I don't know that I was angry so much as just really stressed out. But when Pat was deployed, I was super stressed, and I would go for, I hate running, but I would go for a run like every day, and it helped me help like discharge that energy from my body. And I think the same thing is true when you're angry. Like, it really, you do need to do something physical to get it out, whether it's crying, yelling, writing, you know, running, whatever it is, punching a bag, like.
And if it's still not coming out, you need to try something else too. Like, because I do think that there are people that exercise and are still like very angry about things.
That's so
true. Maybe like if that isn't working for you, like you need to try something else.
Well, it's probably like, that in conjunction with actually processing it, like in your frontal lobe, right? Like the reasoning piece plus the physical piece. It's probably not just one or the other.
Yeah.
I remember my dad had a super big temper and like in sporting events and stuff would yell and sometimes get kicked out and whatever. And I think that he just wasn't, he didn't have coping skills, you know, like he wasn't brought up that way. He didn't grow up learning how to manage intense emotions. And so it's so crucial for kids and everybody.
Yeah. In addition to the signature yoga massage class, Yoga Massage offers other specialized experiences, such as energetic yoga massage. In an energetic yoga massage class, your practitioner will combine a traditional yoga massage session with our signature energy work ritual in a healing and transformative mind-body-soul experience. As you find rest and relaxation and restorative stretches and get lost in mind-opening meditations, your practitioner will provide an enlightening, energetic experience. You'll leave this session feeling a true sense of transformation and tranquility. For more information, visit yomassage.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review wherever you listen.
To learn more about today's topic, check out yomassage.com/podcast.
And if you're interested in discovering more about yoga massage or taking a yoga massage or mindful touch class, visit us at yomassage.com and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
We'll see you next week.